Next to some breaking news, eight men have been jailed for between 13 and a half and 20 years for their roles in trying to smuggle 2.2 tonnes of cocaine, one of the state's biggest ever drug seizures. The MV Matthew was carrying more than 150 million euro worth of cocaine. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been at that sentencing in the Special Criminal Court. Paul, will you remind us first of all of the background to all of this? What happened?
Well, Rachel, we remember that these eight men, they were recruited by a transnational organised crime group which was based in Dubai, which Detective Superintendent Keith Halley said had immense capabilities, unlimited resources and a global reach. They were able to buy this huge cargo ship, the MV Matthew. They were also able to buy a boat to offload the drugs onto off the Irish coast, the Castlemore. And they also had access to a fast boat and could have bought a fast boat if needed when people remember the Castlemore went aground. The six were hired in Dubai by the organised crime group. Six of them were hired in Dubai before flying to South America for the international drugs trafficking operation where the drugs were boarded. The two other men who bought the boat, the Castletown Bear, to collect the drugs, they came to Ireland and were in Ireland some time beforehand. Now, while the drugs were being loaded onto the cargo ship in South America, there was a crew of 21 people and only six on board were involved in this operation. They organised a barbecue and supplied the 15 other crew members with drink while a gang of armed men loaded the 2.2 tonnes of cocaine onto the MV Matthew in South America into only one of its five cargo holds, and that's how vast it was. Now, this gang operated a cell structure, so if one cell was compromised, the damage to the organisation was limited. They communicated by WhatsApp, they were directed. Now, the MV Matthew, as we know, was supposed to offload onto the Castlemore, but the Castlemore, which had been bought in Castletown Bear by two of the gang, ran aground in bad weather. Its engine had failed. But the Gardaí and the customs officials got separate intelligence in relation to the movements and the drug trafficking operation. The joint task force also involved the naval service. The L.E. William Butler Yates monitored the movements of the MV Matthew, which was carrying out a form which is referred to in court as spoofing. Basically, what it was doing was disguising its location and its route. So, while it was supposed to be off the coast of Africa, it was obvious it was actually off the coast of Ireland, and it was moving up and down the coast, and that's how it came to the attention of the Coast Guard. They were given clear instructions to evade law enforcement by their handlers in Dubai while they were trying to offload the drugs onto the boat. And then when the mothership, which had the drugs, when the other boat ran aground, they had a separate plan in place. But by that stage, the joint task force were moving in. The Air Corps scrambled two helicopters, one to monitor the ship and one with the Army Ranger wing. And we heard about the dangers that the Army Rangers took to actually land on that boat. When they threw the rope out of a helicopter to land on that boat, the captain of the ship at the time was carrying out evasive action. So the ship kept moving in very different ways as the Rangers were trying to abseil down onto the boat. The rope was too short, so they still had to jump onto the boat in spite of the hostility that they were receiving, and they didn't know if the people were armed on board. The judge described it as quick thinking, rapid action and no small amount of courage on behalf of the Army Rangers, which resulted in them boarding the fleeing ship. The ship was trying to get to international waters at the time, and they were burning the drugs on board at the time. The Army Rangers got on board, put out the fire, detained the crew, and they were all subsequently arrested.
It was an extraordinary operation, as you say, Paul. Now, the eight men pleaded guilty. Over the past couple of hours, the presiding judge in the Special Criminal Court has been handing down sentences. What can you tell us?
Well, she said, Miss Justice Melanie Greeley said today that the fact that the attempted importation of the drugs was part of the activity of a cartel was a significant aggravating factor. She said this organisation has an international reach with unlimited resources. And this case is one where exceptional circumstances apply in the case of sentencing. She said it was the largest cocaine seizure in the history of the state. The court considered not just the vast quantity and value of the drugs, but also the type of drugs, cocaine. She said its liberal availability is causing widespread harm and dysfunction in society. She said the case is at a level of seriousness that it must fall within the exceptional and egregious circumstances category. She described the men as cogs which drive international drug smuggling. She said they had proven competence. They had a high level of trust. Each was committed to and invested in the success of the venture. And each of the six, she said, had a high range of expertise at sea. And international drug trafficking, she said, cannot take place without people with this maritime and seamanship capability.
What sentences were imposed, Paul?
Well, the first one was to a man called Kumali Özgen. He's a Dutch national whose job on board the ship, the MV Matthew, was to watch the other members of the ship. And people gave evidence that they were afraid of him. He was called Jimmy the Dutch guy. The captain said he was in fear of him, that he could kill him or his family in Dubai at any time. Now, Özgen got the most severe sentence. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Next was the Filipino maritime specialist, Harold Estuesta. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison. When the captain had been taken off ill off the boat, Estuesta and another man, Vitaly Vlasoy, were in charge. And Estuesta was part of the team taking instructions from the Dubai cartel and taking the ship to international waters to try and evade the Army Rangers and the Joint Task Force, and also ignoring the instructions from the LEFNA to head towards Cork Port. So he was the second most severe at 18 years. Then we had the captain himself, Soleil Jelveh. He was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. He was the Iranian captain. Next, Vlasoy, who was also involved in trying to get the ship to international waters. He got 16 and a half years in prison. Saeed Hassani was the second officer. He got 15 years. Jamie Habron and Vitaly Lapa, these were the two men who bought the Castlemore and had been in Ireland for some time. They had bought the ship to which the MV Matthew was going to load the 2.5 tons onto and take it ashore to Ireland. They got 13 and a half years and 14 and a half years respectively.
Paul, thank you very much. That was Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent at the Special Criminal Court.